Hi, my name is Zakiran, and welcome to my video and podcast, Decision, the seventh step towards riches, or indecision, procrastination, the second failure disease. This is the next video in my Think and Grow Rich series, based upon the greatest success book of all time, Think and Grow Rich, by the greatest author of all time, Napoleon Hill. And in this second podcast and video in my failure disease series, in this video, I give you another master key of success to help you achieve your dreams and desires by learning to be courageous and making decisions quickly, using your intuition and your excitement, and then sticking with that decision. Because successful people make decisions quickly and stick to those decisions, whereas unsuccessful people make few, if any, decisions because they are afraid of making a mistake. And the few decisions they do make, they change them very quickly and usually quit and give up on their decisions. So enjoy my video and podcast, Decision, the seventh step toward riches, or indecision and procrastination, the second failure disease. Hi, my name is Zakiran, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset to propel your life and your business and your relationships to unlimited heights of success to achieve the joy and freedom you desire. If you get something from this video, please share it with your friends. Come visit me at Zakiran.com for lots more videos, podcasts, articles, books, etc., to help you become a conscious and deliberate creator of reality and help you manifest and attract your dreams to you. Go get yourself a copy of my free book, audio and video series, The Top 10 Secrets of Success. There will be a link in this post, but you can go to top10secrets.info to help you quickly create and attract your dreams and desires into your physical reality. All right, here we go. Indecision and procrastination, the second failure disease, aka decision, the seventh step toward riches. The mastery of decision is the seventh step towards riches, detailed in the classic success book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And the inability to make decisions, or procrastination, is the second failure disease after the top one that most people fall prey to, excusitis, the number one failure disease, which I explored in my video and podcast by the same name, and which is explored extensively in another classic top 10 success book of all time, The Magic of Thinking Big. And this analysis in Think and Grow Rich is aptly sums up this failure disease, which is people who are rich and successful make decisions quickly and change their decisions slowly. Whereas unsuccessful people who struggle financially procrastinate and make decisions very slowly, if at all. And then when they do finally make a decision, they often change those decisions very quickly. Successful people make their own decisions based on their own knowledge, their own awareness, from the wisdom that they have gained from experience and study, etc. And they listen to their gut or their intuition. And they take counsel from people who are experts in the field that they are making a decision about. Whereas unsuccessful people make decisions based on the opinions of people who really don't have a clue what they're talking about. They make decisions based on opinions, not facts. They take counsel. Unsuccessful people take counsel from people with opinions, but who generally have no actual legitimate knowledge. They are not experts in that field. Unsuccessful people don't know how to make their own decisions, usually. They follow logic rather than intuition, and they follow fears of what they could lose rather than being excited about what they could gain. And when they finally do make a decision that could improve the quality of their lives, they quickly second-guess that decision, experience buyer's remorse, and usually quit and give up on their decision. And then revert to failure disease number one, which is excusitis. And make excuses for why they couldn't succeed, etc., etc. And then they also fall prey to failure disease number three, which is blame-itis. Instead of taking responsibility for their own failure due to lack of action, lack of education, lack of knowledge, they rationalize their failure by blaming other people or the economy and make up 1,000 excuses why they failed. Whereas successful people make decisions based on what they can gain. They make decisions based on excitement, tempered with wisdom. And whatever decision they make, regardless if it appears to be the right decision at that moment or a wrong decision, initially they know that the decision is just step one. The journey's not complete yet. Now they must take action to solidify that decision and bring it into manifestation. Successful people understand that when you make a decision, that was only the first step of the creation process. Step two is making a game plan to put that decision into action. And step three is to actually take inspired action to manifest that desire, that decision, into your physical reality. And successful people know not to doubt their decision. And they have a pre-prepared, positive mindset. So the doubt never even creeps in. And if it does ink its way in, they know how to quickly deal with it and get back on the positive track, which is especially gained by focusing on their dreams. So again, successful people are quick to make decisions and slow to changing them, whereas unsuccessful people are slow to make decisions but quickly change their minds and doubt their decisions because they have not prepaved their minds to have a positive mindset, to keep doubt away. Now, the question is, how do I keep doubt away? Prepare your mind to have a positive mindset so it never even creeps in. So that when doubt does come, they do not have, you know, most people don't have the wisdom and the awareness to deal with it, to get back into a positive mindset. So, if you do what most people do who struggle in life, if you finally actually make a decision such as getting involved with a business or an investment, etc., something that can improve the quality of your life, and you commit some money and sign up, so to speak, you're not done yet. That was only step one. Now you have to actually get off your proverbial ass and do something. And if you don't, if you create no definite organized plan of action and then you take no inspired action based on that plan, you will experience what most unsuccessful, struggling people experience when they make a decision, and that is buyer's remorse. When the classic buyer's remorse syndrome takes hold, your days are now numbered and your failure is inevitable. And I have seen it in my business 1,000 times. People who are slow to make a decision because they have a habit of being fearful and skeptical, which is another failure disease. When they finally make a positive decision, if they do not immediately create and follow a plan of action, then inevitably doubt will creep in, and lovers, friends, and relatives put more doubt into their heads because you're doing something different and out of the ordinary, something that the tribe isn't usually doing. And money is going out, but no money is coming in yet. In other words, supposed well-meaning people who allegedly love you try to steal your dream away from you. And if you value the opinion of the tribe more than you value your dreams, again, your days are numbered. So people fall into the classic trap of thinking about what they can lose rather than thinking about what they can gain from this endeavor. And so the next logical step for most people is to quit and rationalize their losses by blaming the product or the company or the industry or blaming their sponsor or the leaders or the economy or the president, etc., etc. But the truth is there is no one to blame but themselves because they did nothing. When you make a decision, you really have only taken one measly, piddly step towards your desire. To get from the valley to the top of the mountain isn't one bloody step. It's 1,000 steps. It's 100,000 steps. And desire is key because without a burning desire to achieve something, you will not follow through and take action after you make a decision. There's a classic story. Three frogs are sitting on a lily pad, and one decides to leap off. How many frogs are still left? If you said two, that is why you are struggling financially and otherwise in your life. Because the true answer is three. Because the frog only decided to jump off, but he didn't actually take action and jump off the lily pad into the water. So unsuccessful people believe they have actually done something significant if they actually make a decision. But the truth is they haven't done shit yet. Even if they make a decision and quote-unquote get in, so to speak, or join up and commit money. I've seen it. Seen people do 100 times. They throw money at something and then they do nothing. And then they quit and blame everybody. So So people commit a little bit of money, their official members or their customers or their reps, etc., etc. I mean, that still doesn't mean diddly freaking squat, because what you say, I cannot hear. But what you do speaks so loudly. So unless you are actually taking action, if your quotes in business with me, unquote, I will not hear a word you say because I am only paying attention to what you're doing. If you're not communicating with me every single day and you're not attending training events and you're not prospecting and you're not inviting and showing people and you're not reading success-oriented books and doing mindset training and meditating every day and doing affirmations every day, then I have no time for you whatsoever. And I know that it is a waste of my time to even send you a message because I know your days are numbered. And I know that if you're not taking daily action towards your business and your success, then you have very weak dreams. You do not have a burning desire for the achievement of your dreams. And without a burning desire for the achievement of your dreams, you will run out of fuel very quickly and die and hit the ground in a burning flame of not so glory. Desire is the fuel of motivation and action. If your dreams and desires are not strong enough, you will struggle in all aspects of your life because you are lacking inspiration. You're lacking in creative life force because desire is the fuel of creation and evolution. And without desire, you will not grow as a person because you're not creating anything new in your life and on planet Earth. And without desire for improvement, there is no evolution, only decay. Because nature is 100% about growth, and anything dead and dying is just fertilizer for new growth. Contrast, what you don't like and don't want is just fertilizer for your new growth if you use it as a tool to help you focus on what you do like and do want, and then make a passionate decision about achieving that desire and thusly achieving that growth. Because you are a desire being and you will experience the most fulfillment in life when you have a definite chief aim and active dreams and desires that you are pursuing and creating on a daily and moment-to-moment basis. And the key is to be happy whether you have your dreams and desires in your physical reality yet or not. So, you've been given another master key of success. Now, the question is, what are you going to do with that master key of success? Will you act like a successful person and make definite and concise decisions that are designed to improve the quality of your life, and then make definite and concise plans on how to achieve those desires? And will you then take consistent and persistent action based on those plans? And will you then plug your ears and listen not to the doubts and listen not to the ignorant dream stealers? Or will you fall prey to the failure diseases of procrastination and indecision and take forever and ever to make a bloody decision? Or will you make no decisions at all to improve your life and just kind of keep going on the same old grind every day? And when you finally do make a decision and take a little bit of action, will you fall prey to another classic failure disease, doubtitis, and then fall prey to the other failure disease of excusitis and make excuses for why you can't take action and why you're failing, wah, 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 be poor me, poor me, poor me, and then fall prey to the other failure disease of blameitis, and instead of taking responsibility for your own failure and lack of action because you did nothing, and blame everyone else for your failure? It's your choice. You have two very clear pathways to follow: the pathway of success, which is the pathway of definiteness, of decision, as Napoleon Hill calls it, which is a quest of courage, happiness, fulfillment, wealth, and freedom. Or will you choose the pathway of struggle, failure, regret, and lack of fulfillment, which is the pathway of indecision, lazy, fear-based procrastination? It is that last final pathway is a pathway of quote-unquote safety and the old tribal patterns designed to keep other people happy at the expense of your own happiness. And this choice may seem safe and easy and comfortable, but it will never feel natural. And you will never, ever feel fulfilled when you make that safety choice to listen to the old tribe programs and superstitions, etc. Because that is the choice of cowards. And that choice leads to a lifetime of regret and dying with your dreams unfulfilled. And there is nothing worse than dying with your dreams unfulfilled. There's nothing worse than regret. And it is understandable why people more often than not choose the lazy, comfortable, quote-unquote safe path of indecision, because the path of definiteness of decision, as Napoleon Hill calls it, always requires courage, sometimes great courage. And having definiteness of purpose, and having big dreams, and having a chief aim in life, and following those dreams with tenacity, and making definite decisions towards the achievement of those dreams requires great courage, and requires great confidence and posture, and requires that you stick to your guns, so to speak, and speaking up for what you know is right for you, not anybody else, regardless of what anyone else thinks or is doing. And this pathway of decision and success requires you back up your decisions with organized planning and consistent and persistent inspired action based on that plan. And it requires a continual building of a positive mindset, a positive success mindset. And when you stick to this pathway of decision and success, you'll first of all be 1,000% happier. But you will also feel more fulfilled in life because you have a definiteness of purpose. And you are actively creating your dreams into reality. And you're growing spiritually. And most of all, you're having fun. which is why you came to this earth in the first place, for the joy and adventure of creation. And then on top of all that, your dreams and desires can and will come true. It is law. That's how the law of attraction works. So I hope you got something from this video or podcast. Please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, products, coaching, and support at ZaChiron.com to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of your dreams and desires into your physical reality. And go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Top 10 Secrets of Success and the Law of Attraction, to easily and quickly create and attract your dreams and desires to you by going to top10secrets.info. That's top10secrets.info. And if you'd like to start traveling now because you're tired of being at home and you'd like to see the world and you'd like to achieve some financial freedom and have more fun in your life, go to ilovefreedom.info. Let's you and I meet. I'll give you a free consultation, show you how to have more fun, freedom, and fulfillment in your life. That's ilovefreedom.info. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset to propel your life and business and your relationships to unlimited heights of success to achieve the joy and freedom you desire. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!